So we'll call the Public Safety and Correction Committee January 4th meeting to order. And we just want to wish everybody a happy new year. Hopefully it'll be better than 2020. And Jeff, would you lead us in the pledge?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, approval of minutes of December 7th.
So moved.
Any additions or corrections? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Yeah, put your mics on, please. All right. So, Sheriff Allard, you're up first.
You want to get the badge ceremony and the commendation done first?
I'll do the commendations and then we'll do the badge, okay?
Sounds good.
Yep. So, why don't you come up to one of these tables with a microphone? Or you can use the podium here.
Thank you for allowing us to do this ceremony today. As most of you know, 2021 marks 225 years of Steuben County and 225 years of the Steuben County Sheriff's Office. We felt it was necessary to recognize that. I think it's important for us to stop and think about all that the Sheriff's Office has gone through in 225 years, other pandemics, wars, world wars, every war except for the Revolutionary War. Your Steuben County Sheriff's Office has served the public and served the citizens of Steuben County, providing public safety. For about the first 100 years or more of the existence of the Steuben County Sheriff's Office, there were no other police departments in Steuben County. There was no state police. There was no City of Corning, City of Hornell, City of Bath, or Village of Bath police departments. The Steuben County Sheriff's Office was the law enforcement for Steuben County. And since then, we've had many other agencies arrive and begin, but for 225 years, your Steuben County Sheriff's Office provided the public safety needs and met the public safety needs for the citizens of Steuben County. So as we embark on this year, as Mr. Malter said, having moved away from a challenging year, we still have challenges ahead of us, but we felt it was important to recognize the fact that for 225 years we've been here and will continue to be here for the next however many years we are in existence. So with that, we've set up a small ceremony today, a pinning ceremony for the new badges. Every member bought their own commemorative badge to wear for this year. No tax dollars, Mr. Schwackhammer. You'll be happy to know.
Thank you.
And when we do that, we're also going to recognize our Deputy of the Year and our Correction Officer of the Year. So this year, we have peers vote for who they want for Correction Officer and Deputy of the Year. And this year, both were overwhelmingly elected. Officer Angelo Scotti was recognized as the Correction Officer of the Year. Officer Scotti is a longtime employee here at the Sheriff's Office. He's a firearms instructor. He is a field training officer. He is an informal leader on his shift. And he exemplifies our core values. And when I looked at the comments for the votes, most of the younger or newer correction officers said that he impacted their career the most in his training and his being a resource and his professionalism. So I would like to commend Officer Angelo Scotti. Come on up, Angelo, and come on up, Mary. So, Officer Angelo Scotti,
You're hereby recognized and awarded as Correction Officer of the Year for 2020 for the Steuben County Sheriff's Office. Congratulations. And most of you know Mary Lisi. Mary is here representing her father, Sheriff Jack Lisi, who was the longest tenured sheriff in the history of Steuben County. And Mary is going to pin Officer Scotty's commemorative badge on him. Would you like to wait, or do you want her to do it right now? We can do it right now. We can do it now. Fantastic.
Just bear with me, though. I don't want to. Pretty good sized badges, so I'm very warm, D'Angelo.
I got to make sure you get the right one here, Mary. Stay. There we are.
See if we can do this.
So the badges say 225 or 225th anniversary on them for the Steuben County Sheriff's Office.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Mary. And thank you for the legacy of service. Our other commendation is for Deputy of the Year. And again, even with COVID, we've managed to not lose sight of that. Deputy Joe Winters. I've known Deputy Winters since he was born. He went through the BOCES criminal justice program in Coopers. He then went through the police academy in Corning and came to work with us. And Joe is an EMT. Joe is an arson investigator. Joe is one of our evidence technicians. He's a busy fella. And Joe is always there to help whenever asked. And those were some of the primary comments on those that voted for Joe, is that he is always willing to help and make things easier for his coworkers. So Joe, if you would come up, Sheriff Twiddell, would you please join us? Sheriff Twiddell has joined us to pin the Deputy of the Year. And Sheriff, as you many of you remember, Sheriff Twiddell was sheriff from, that wasn't a nice laugh, was sheriff from.
Thanks, Gary.
1999 to 2008. And we'll worry about the number. Sheriff Twiddell, if you would be so kind. First of all, Joe, congratulations on Deputy of the Year.
Thank you, sir.
Take this one off.
Want me to take it? Mm-hmm.
These were different than we had in 1796.
Yes, contrary to popular belief, neither Sheriff Twiddell nor I were here in 1796.
Dress down, I can't hear you.
There we go.
Thank you, sir.
And here is your commendation, Joe. All right. That's it for the commendations. Thank you. I asked Mr. Malter to pin mine. As the chair of the PS&C, I thought it was only fitting that he do so, recognizing our partnership.
Notice this badge here. It says deputy on it. Have you taken a reduction?
I have. And I'm your least expensive employee you have.
Don't hurt him.
You got your vest on?
I don't. I trust you.
There you go.
Thank you. Congratulations. And if Under Sheriff McNellis would come up as the designer of these so that I can pin somebody. Got yours? Okay. Thank you. Let's turn this way so everybody can see you. So when we came up with the idea of doing this, Under Sheriff McNellis, as he often does, took the lead, ran with the idea, and made it happen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you all for allowing me this moment of reflection and gratitude to the men and women at the Sheriff's Office that have served so diligently for the last 225 years. Appreciate it.
Very much, Sheriff, and congratulations to all the award winners. Okay, Sheriff, you're still up.
Is seeking approval of the 2021 Stop DWI agreements. We will be dispersing. You're going to authorize, what I'm seeking is authorization for reimbursement. The amount of, looks like $14,600 for items other than personal services and $5,814 in personal services to various agencies, the DA's office, etc. This plan has already been passed by the Traffic Safety Board. I just need your approval for disbursement upon reimbursement.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Discussion?
Yeah, I just had a question. The detail page, the column to the right, that's amount other than personal services. If we're getting $18,100 for the sheriff's overtime, what's the $5,000? Is that fuel?
That's for equipment that is dedicated to Stop DWI. For example, we can do 90% of a radar in the Stop DWI car. We can do percentages of the license plate readers that are used in the Stop DWI cars, stuff like that.
Okay.
That's other than personal services. That's equipment.
Anything else?
Yeah, I have a
all
question.
In favor? Okay, go ahead.
How is the apportionment determined for each department?
It's strictly based on the previous year's arrest. Okay. The pot is taken and divvied up by percentage based on previous year's DWI arrest. So the more arrests your agency, the more you're allocated for reimbursement.
Thank you.
Anybody else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you. I emailed everybody the final plan for the reform. It's no different than the draft plan, other than I fixed a couple spelling errors. But we made no changes based on public comment. So I'm asking that this committee forward that to the full legislature or to the full legislature for ratification at the end of this month.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, this goes to the full board then.
Yeah, has to have a resolution so that the manager can submit it. Yeah. I wanted to update you real quick on our SRO program. We were approached by two districts with the possibility of sharing the cost of a full-time deputy between them so that that deputy would, they're looking for an EMT, but they're also looking for somebody that can do home visits, things of that nature. And it's in the preliminary stages. I don't want to say what districts or anything, but I wanted to update you and let you know that that would, if that went forward, that would pay for one of the two BOCES deputies that you took back in. That would cut that in half for you. So it looks very promising. When I have something definite and boards have seen it and ratified it, I will come back and let you know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
but I wanted to let you know that we are working diligently to prepare that.
Anything else, Sheriff?
That is all I have. Thank you very much for indulging me. And I apologize about the too many people. But I think it was necessary.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
We got the conflict here, Brenda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And would you come up? Would you come up here by Gary Swaghammer and use this microphone?
Thank you.
Yeah, turn the mic on. Yeah, push again.
Hold it down.
Ah, go. Gotcha. Okay. Good morning, everybody. I'm Brenda Aston from the Conflict Defender's Office. I'm here this morning because we need to hire a private investigator. I've chosen one out of three that I've checked for prices. The man I've chosen is Ken Kamholz from Lighthouse Investigations. I have got the contract. It hasn't been signed, but I have filled it out. He is the lowest and least expensive by far. The other two were 65 plus mileage and 85 plus mileage. So Ken is at 65 with no mileage. So I would ask the committee to approve the contract to go to the legislature.
I have a question.
We've had investigators in the past, and I'm assuming it's in the budget.
It is in the budget. We've used Ken in the past. I've also used Don Tubman, but he was too expensive also.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Sure, I just was wondering, I'm assuming that you've had a good experience with Ken Kamholz as an investigator?
Yes, we have. I've used him one time before on a assault first charge, stabbing in the neck with a knife outside of McHale's. Funny, I can't remember that name. And he was very good. He's also already started working on the murder case that we've got, People versus Sherry Ballum. So that's why we need a contract now.
Term of the contract?
I would make it 1 year.
Is there a minimum, maximum?
I've told him to hold to $500. But it very well could go more.
No, I understand.
There are other benefits involved other than just the wage?
No, not that I'm aware of. He's an independent contractor.
That's $65 an hour, or is it $65,000?
$65 an hour.
Okay. Just checking.
Oh, he wishes it.
Limited to $500, Bob.
So Jeff made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Further discussion? Anybody else? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Okay, Tim.
You want me to turn this back off? Or?
You can leave it on.
Thank you, everyone. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Found something you can do.
Hey. New title for that boy.
He does it at home, so. Miss Spot, right here.
Good morning. Mike, we're still on here?
No, it's off.
Jeez, they never told me I was technologically, yeah. All right, got a couple of contract items for you this morning. First is approval of the 2021 Motorola maintenance contract, $145,008. This is grant funded under a state interoperable communications Homeland Security grant.
Is that in line with what you've seen in previous years? Or
yes. Motion? Yep.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Today, quietly.
Opposed? Motion carried.
All right. Next item, JFB Enterprises contract extension. This is for our burn building extension that's being put on the training center. If you remember, quite a while ago, we had a contract to enhance the burn building at the training center. The problem is it's a Canadian company and they can't get the containers out of Canada right now. Everything is complete. He just needs to deliver them here and set them and finish up the job, but they can't get them out of Canada because of COVID. So I just want to extend the contract out for this, excuse me, for this year so that we can finish that project once all the tariffs and the Canadian border issues get resolved.
Is there any end date of the old contract?
End date was the end of 2020.
Extending this to the end of
21? We'll just extend it out to the end of 21.
And there's no additional cost?
No additional costs. No.
Question?
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Next is the approval of the MSTAR contract, $5,625. This is a budgeted item.
So move.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
All right. And the next is the approval of the Environmental Emergency Services contract. This is our flood warning service, $8,400, and this is a budgeted item.
Is that the same as last year?
Yep. Motion. No changes on those last two, I believe.
I'll second it.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? While you're sitting there, high band, where are we at?
So we have a conference call at 10 o'clock this morning where we're going to talk with the engineers. They're supposed to be coming out on site. They have been here a couple of times, have narrowed down a couple of the items. They're bringing out the individuals who designed and developed the combiners for the system. And we've got some ideas kind of on how they need to kind of pursue their work. They're going to be here for the next couple of days and try to determine what the issues are at this point. So we're making some progress. Originally, they were planning on coming out January 20th, and I kind of threw a fit, and they're coming this week. So
hopefully
they will be here.
Right. Anything else?
Just the personnel items that Nate and Jennifer were going to cover for me.
Are they on board here? Yes. Nate, you there?
Yes, he is. He's muted. Here he goes.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You gotcha.
All right. Hey, I'm not too technologically unadvanced. Okay, good morning, everybody. I have a couple items for you. And Tim, I'm going to let you, pop in anytime you feel necessary. But we've had quite a few conversations with Tim about how to set this up with the radio technicians, and according to the duties that he's provided us and the way that he's got things set up, both of these items are appropriate to take action on. We'd like to upgrade a radio technician to a senior radio technician, and we have a position that we had transferred over a year or so ago for training, that was a radio technician as well. We'd like to hire a permanent part-time radio technician into that spot. And Tim, I'll let you explain a little better than I can.
Yeah. So basically when Fred Marvin left, he took a large amount of knowledge and expertise with him when he went. We had an individual who had passed the exam, but did not want the position full time. He has another full time position. So he's been working in a part time capacity since the beginning of the year to fill in that position that Fred was in. We hired a temporary person to take the position. That person did not work out. We were able to talk to another individual who has come on board with the county and has been a great asset to us. He's picked right up where Fred left off and has done a fantastic job working with us. The two of them together work very, very well. They complement each other very well. Where one individual's strong points, the other individual has, you know, the weaknesses and strong points match. So it's nice to have the two technicians because quite often, you know, the work has to be where you have to be at one tower site. You have to have somebody on the other end to be able to do, you know, other diagnostic work when you're talking about links between tower sites and things like that. So it's certainly been beneficial to be able to have that extra part-time person on board to be able to fill that role. So it's been working very well for us. This is a budgeted item, and we have enough money in there to be able to support this this hiring.
What's the difference?
How much is that
dollar amounts from?
So I don't know, Nate. You have the dollar amounts between the grades.
Yeah, we're for that individual. It's right around $3,400.
I'm confused, Tim. I have on the temporary and the or on the permanent part time, and the person who will be full time. Is either of those the person who you said was not working out well?
No, we had a gentleman at the beginning of the year that we had hired, and he wasn't working out, so we let him go under his provisionary period, and then we hired another individual who was working out fantastic. He's doing very well, and actually, he was one of the persons that was able to find a lot of the issues that we had with the VHF simulcast system. So he's okay. Really been working out very well. That would be the full-time senior technician.
What's his name?
Randy Goodian.
Okay. I know Randy. He's a good guy.
Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah. When we're presented something upgrades or downgrades, I'd like to see a money dollar value. Usually we see one cost.
$3,400. That's what I just asked.
Yeah, but I'd like to see it on the
agenda.
Writing. Yeah, please.
So I guess my question is that why are we sitting out there upgrading this position?
Right.
This is Jack, John, if you don't mind. We were looking to do with Fred Marvin when he was still on board because we knew that position was due for an upgrade. And I think we had talked about it, I don't know, a year and a half ago about upgrading it. And then Fred decided ultimately to retire. But based on, you know, the pool of applicants and sort of the technical nature of it, that the position is pretty low graded in terms of the market. So that's why we're doing that. And then for the part-timer, we have been using someone temporary, but as Nate can tell you, there's a limit to how long we can do that without converting it to a permanent part-timer. So no dollar change. Like Tim said, it is budgeted, and, you know, our office would support it.
Motion.
So you are saying that there is an upgrade in the duties. I mean, these kinds of upgrades mean that the person is working at a higher level than what they're originally hired for.
Well, Kelly, I'll take that. Not necessarily. The senior is, they pretty much have been doing, at least in my view, and Nate's the proper one to speak to this, but I, you know, I helped Nate and Tim, you know, with the recruitment and with the job specs. I would say he's been doing senior level work since he started. So it's just kind of bringing it in line.
And also with the part-time position, he would actually be the supervisor to supervise that part-time position. So he would do the schedules and identify the workload that needs to be managed there.
So the part-time position already has a full-time job. I'm always skeptical about those types of situations sitting out there. But if you can guarantee that person is going to put the hours in, then I guess.
Oh, yeah. He certainly put the hours in since January when we hired him before, you know, as a part-time technician when Fred left. These guys have put in an enormous amount of work and have done a fantastic job for the county. When we went through all of the struggles and issues that we had at the 911 center this past year, Brian, the part-time technician, was there and was very involved and has been very involved. And the amount of knowledge that he's gained in the last year working in this part-time position, I'd hate to lose it because he's super good at what he does. Both of these guys are fantastic. And again, I don't want to lose either one of them because, as Dink could tell you, the pool of applicants for this position was very slim.
Yeah, and Aaron made the motion. I'll second.
Sorry, Jeff. Were we not to do that, we would have to use additional contract services for Midstate for some of the things that the part-timer does. So it actually likely would cost us more money too.
I'd also like to mention, I think it's good to have a little bit of redundancy with such a specialized knowledge base, even if it is somebody who has a full-time job elsewhere. You know, if something happened to Randy, it would be good to have that other person who has that specialized knowledge to be able to, you know, help get another full-time person up and running or maybe slide over into that if he wanted to transfer from his other full-time job.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Anybody got anything else they'd like to offer? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carried. That's covered both positions, right? Okay,
that's all I have. Thank you.
All right, Jack, you got anything? Chris?
Nothing. Thanks.
Motion to adjourn.
I make the motion.
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much.